set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final hour today, this Thursday, April 23rd, 2026 edition. Breaking news coming into the radio station just moments ago at the top of the hour break. Republican gubernatorial candidate Tom Leonard has just announced on Facebook that he is withdrawing from the race after taking an honest look at the path forward, quote unquote. Even though he turned in signatures on Tuesday, he's looking at the path forward and saying, I'm out. Former House Speaker, Republican Attorney General nominee, who has struggled to raise the type of money his Republican opponents are raising. John James, Harry Johnson, Mike Cox, and even Eric Nesbitt have raised more money, and he has struggled to get out of the low single digits in public polling. Quote from Tom Leonard, at the end of the day, I'm not willing to compromise who I am or how I believe this campaign should be run just to win. Michigan deserves better. And right now, that means coming together, focusing on what unites us, and doing everything we can to move our state forward in November. Leonard is a partner with the law firm Plunkett Cooney in Lansing. He's the practice group leader for government relations, public policy, and regulatory compliance. So we wish Tom well. Just couldn't raise the big money and could not increase his polling numbers. So now it's down to these remaining candidates. John James, Perry Johnson, Mike Cox, and Eric Nesbitt, and Ralph Rebant. Tom Leonard is out. And it's really unfortunate, because I think he would have made a great Supreme Court candidate for the Michigan Supreme Court. But he chose not to go that route back on March 28th in Novi. And now he's out running for governor. Other breaking news just announced late last night. The Senate Democrats' budget plan appears that it's going to move forward today. However, their budget plan suggests to take out $350 million for Michigan's rainy day fund. But unlike the governor's proposal, the Senate Democrat caucus in the state Senate wants to stay away from sin taxes. No new taxes on vaping and internet gaming. Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony said that the $350 million withdrawal from the state's emergency savings account will be used exclusively to address the Medicaid caseload and the impacts of the federal One Big Beautiful Bill Act, or U.S. House Resolution H.R. 1. Anthony said, we've seen other states like Kentucky and Washington taking $1 billion from their reserves. We're taking about a third of that. There's more to this story. We'll continue on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Breaking news alert coming during the top of the hour break. Senate Democrats' budget proposal. They want to take $350 million out of the rainy day fund here in Michigan. Sarah Anthony, the chair of appropriations in the Senate, said, "We've seen states like Kentucky and Washington State taking $1 billion from their reserves in order to address the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. We thought that was too much. We didn't want to rob our rainy day fund in that amount," Anthony said. "But we realized that in order to address these costs, we needed to have a blend of efficiencies, reductions, and take some money from our rainy day fund." She said the $350 million in the fiscal year 2027 budget will still leave $1.8 billion remaining in our emergency reserves. Well, in her budget proposal, Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed $400 million to be taken out of the rainy day fund, as well as generating new revenue through new taxes on tobacco, vapes, internet gaming run by large casinos, and pre-wager sports betting. Anthony said her caucus will not begin in the budget negotiations with any sin tax proposals. "It's something that when we heard from the people, they wanted us to first look at the areas where we can make government more efficient, areas where we can reduce the cost of spending internally. We don't want to start a conversation on the back of Michiganders for sin taxes. So you will not see these types of proposals baked into our Senate recommendations." Anthony went on to say she doesn't want to ask average Michiganders for more state revenue when the legislature should address its own house and coffers first. Well, on Wednesday night, the House voted out its proposed state government omnibus budget. Again, we already talked about this, House Bill 5619. Their proposal includes taking $300 million still sitting in the now defunct corporate incentive fund known as the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve, the SOAR Fund, and adding that back into the rainy day fund. The House bill budget sets aside $146 million for legislative directed spending that individual lawmakers could advocate for, ranging from local infrastructure projects, bridges, roads, and emergency services. Projects would also include $6 million for a mixed-use building for the Capuchin Soup Kitchen in Detroit. This is a project that the former Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, had been calling for and was mentioned last night at Matt Hall, the Speaker's press conference. Hall calling it a win for the minority vice chair, and also $6 million improvement for the sketchy interchange on Interstate 96 in Howell. That is in the district of House Appropriations Committee Chair Ann Boland. In all, 97 projects were included in the mix. Anthony scrutinized the House for making a lot of room for legislators' special projects. "Here I am in the Senate trying to make room for health care, and they just happened to find $145 million for pork spending." Clearly, there's just a different set of values between the House and the Senate this year. Senate Appropriations Committee will be sending the rest of its budget plans to the Senate floor this morning, Thursday. Bobby Leedy, spokesperson for the governor's office, excuse me, said, while there's still a long way to go in the budget process, we are encouraged that both chambers are moving their budgets forward and taking the steps to get the budget done on time this year, including action from both chambers on a time-sensitive investment like Selfridge Air Force Base, which needs to be done by June 1st. We stand ready to negotiate on a bipartisan, balanced budget, said the governor's spokesperson. This is very, very interesting development. And shows something else that I think is happening behind the scenes. Legislation, budget proposals, all of these recommendations from the House and the Senate now going to conference this early. I mean, we're at almost the last week in April, heading into May, then heading into the entire month of June. Folks, they're going to have this done well in advance of July 1st, the summer break. Why? Because it's an election year. Many of them, I believe it was 88, are up for re-election in the House. All of the state senators are on the ballot, including special election candidate Jason Tunney. Now, for those of you who don't know, I've mentioned this many times on the air before. A week from this coming Tuesday, and this is critically important, there is a special election being held in the 35th State Senate District. The district is defined by Midland, Bay, and Saginaw counties. It's coming Tuesday, April 28th, the last week in April. Well, the following Tuesday, May 5th, is that special election. Now, that's just to fill the vacancy until the November election. Well, Jason Tunney, the Republican candidate, he's already filed his affidavit of identity to be on the August primary if he loses, and then the November ballot as the Republican candidate in November. Democrat hasn't done that yet. Well, the deadline is coming past, so we'll have to wait and see. He's basically betting that he's going to win on May 5th. And then we'll be the incumbent running in November. But we shall see. For those of you, though, that know anybody that lives in the 35th Senate District, you need to make sure they get out and vote on Tuesday, May 5th. Democrats are already calling this a bellwether election, an indicator election. They're claiming if Chedrick Green wins this seat, that this will show that Michigan is going to go Democrat in November. If Jason Tunney, the Republican, wins, that changes the whole conversation. And it does one other thing. It makes the state Senate 19 Democrats to 19 Republicans. We will have gridlock in the state Senate. I think that's why they're trying to move these budget bills now, instead of waiting until the May 5th election. If the people who voted for Donald Trump November 5th, 2024, if they get out and vote on May 5th like they did that presidential election, Jason Tunney wins. Sarah Anthony, the Democrat appropriations chair in the Senate, she doesn't want Jason Tunney's input or vote in any way, shape, or form on this upcoming budget. That's why they're moving it so early. Number two, I don't even think they'll stay in session for the month of June. If they get the budget done, sent to the governor's office, pass a few bills, I think they may suspend the legislative session sometime in June so they can get a head start on the August primaries. That's just my feelings. My gut is telling me, why have they passed these budgets so quickly? Pretty interesting. Now, one of the things that also is very interesting to this whole mix, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has not come out and endorsed anybody for her replacement. According to the signatures that's been turned in, three candidates now are going to be on the Democrat primary ballot. Very, very interesting. Last minute filing by a completely unknown Democrat candidate for governor. Benson filed, Jocelyn, of course, Secretary of State, as well as Chris Swanson, Genesee County Sheriff. Well, sneaking in some signatures at the last minute, I want to pull up, make sure I get her name correct. Where did that go? I had the story pulled up. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. Duh. It's over on that screen. Democrat candidate Kim Thomas, 43 years old, of Battle Creek, filed the signatures needed to appear on the Democratic gubernatorial primary ballot, thereby giving the Democrats three candidates to choose from. In her short bio, Thomas says she served 20 years with the U.S. Department of Defense as a federal auditor. On her campaign website, she said Michigan's massive budget is full of ghost projects and administrative bloat. We don't need more of your tax money, Thomas wrote. We need a governor who knows how to count the money we already have. Thomas has an MBA from Spring Arbor University. She's also a former grade school math teacher, and she's running a campaign on fiscal responsibility. As a Democrat, sounds like a lot like Perry Johnson. This is going to be interesting. Final half hour today's show. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.